Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. The Celtics are back home. Our conversation with Ed Coach brought to you by Star Market is just for you. Digital app earned rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I'm going to admit this in the nature of journalism or whatever was supposed to happen. I slept through most of the flight on Tuesday because that's sort of my way with those hours. Were there any sing-alongs or kumbaya, or did you play Boggle? Did anything special happen on the return flight that I may have slept through?
Not that I saw, not that I heard, but, yeah, it's a good time for me to watch film. That's one thing about those six-hour flights. There's not much else to do.
Have you taken any amusement in how many times you've been asked about the first flight and the legend of which it has taken on all to itself? It's kind of fun, if you lean into it.
Yeah. I guess that's right. I understand, you know, there's always got to be a story, right? The bottom line is we just decided we were going to be a little bit more connected, and we played a little bit better on that trip. It didn't end well.
I really did not want to go down this road, but I think that probably the most common misconception is that the whole group was together for 6 hours on that flight, and then they don't see each other the rest of the year, as if you don't aren't together every single day.
That's exactly right. It's the same thing as the team meeting. The team meeting, we literally meet every day, every single day. But, you know, some meetings are more discussed than others.
My only curiosity about Monday, and we've had variants of this conversation before when we've talked about getting the best shot of the other team. As it was going on, obviously there were things that were not going well. But, man, I put that on. We've seen some teams on the other side have arguably their best game or one of their best games of the year. And, you know, talking about catching teams at the wrong time, that, to me, seemed like a great performance from a Clipper team. I watched them a lot this year, and that was way up there.
So I thought during the game we looked slow to react. I thought we just didn't look great. Man, I thought we had a ton of defensive errors. And after watching the game, I'd say we probably had half of those, and then the other half were just unbelievable plays by them. And they got it rolling. You know, the one thing that we always can say is if good players get easy looks early, then they make the really tough ones later. You know, that did happen. So I would say that the way we guarded generally wasn't great, but they had a lot to do with why we got beat so bad.
I would imagine I didn't watch Steve Kerr's news conference the day after the Celtics game out there last week, but there are nights in this league you are not going to beat the other team. I mean, your team was not likely to be beat no matter who you were playing last Tuesday, and it seemed to me the Clippers weren't likely to be beat Monday no matter who they were playing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right, you practiced a little late yesterday, and since there is a science seemingly for everything now, my curiosity, is there one now, there has to be, because there is for everything, for coming back from the West Coast? A few years ago, there was the choice to take the red-eye flight, you know, as opposed to spending the extra night. And obviously with the later practice yesterday, I assume that was just an attempt to move the hours back to East Coast.
The only reason we took the red-eye a couple years ago was because we had two guys that had babies within that short time span, or were due, Avery and Jonas. Otherwise, we have generally stayed overnight. Unless we're going to get in at 3 a.m., we usually stay. You know, obviously, there's sometimes there's a valid reason for coming back and those type of things. But and then practice, I just tried to make it as late as possible so that we could, again, stay on that time, and we'll get a little bit earlier tomorrow, obviously, to get ready for Saturday.
It's interesting in that I imagine what comes up is the amount of time. Sometimes you can go out to the West Coast and maybe play a couple of games in the Mountain Time Zone, and you're not there. But having literally, it was like 9 days in that time zone, is there something to being there for a longer period of time that makes it harder to reacclimate?
I would say that generally there is, but you're not going to hear it as an excuse from us. No. I just think we move on and play the next game, and we should feel good today. I thought we handled it as well as you can handle it, and we've got a tough game tonight.
With a team, again, I hate to bring up pace, but we're going to have to do it at some level here because Sacramento and Atlanta on Saturday are, quote-unquote, the two fastest teams in terms of pace. But I imagine transition defense had to be a big issue yesterday.
Yeah, it was a huge. I mean, that's got to be what we fix. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel good about our system. When we get into the half court, there are things that we can clean up, and as you get into a playoff series, you can really dial into the actions and those types of things the longer that you play a team. But I will say that if we don't get back, it doesn't matter. And, you know, we have not been good in transition since the All-Star break, and so that needs to change.
And they've got a guy. We talked a lot, Max and I, about John Wall the first time he saw De'Aaron Fox the other night, because what's interesting about how fast they play is that in the league, teams tend to slow down in the fourth quarter. The pace in the fourth quarter slows down in the league, but it doesn't for them, which I think is a combination, obviously, not just the speed and the way they choose to play, but, man, those young legs in the fourth quarter. That, I imagine, was probably a bigger issue for you going into the game last week on the back-to-back, but it was noticeable.
They play 10 deep, too, and maybe 11 with Bagley back. Who knows? But I think, this is a young, talented team that plays exceptionally fast, and it's hard to play fast if the guy with the ball can't really get up the court. And he gets up the court as fast as anybody in the league.
Probably the easiest softball, and you got thrown this a lot with Doc the other day, is when people talk about Coach of the Year, which you know how much I laugh at that, because it's my only thing that I enjoy more than Coach of the Year is Coach of the Month. That's my personal favorite award, because it means you did such a great job coaching that one specific month. But when
the same system you've been playing all year.
Exactly. But great job that month, Coach. But when you look at the teams that have done more than, the quote-unquote experts, and I think even people within the league really thought could be done, there are a few names that pop out, and obviously Dave's name has to be near the top of that list.
He's really done a good job. I've got a lot of respect for him, and, I think that when it's all said and done, it'll go to somebody whose team makes the playoffs, and they're on the outside looking in right now, but certainly are capable of making a run. But he's done as good of a job as anybody. I would say it'd be hard to vote against Doc. It'd be hard to vote against, Nate McMillan, who's dealt with what he's dealt with. And you could go on down the line with all these different coaches. I think, there's just a lot of good candidates. But that's this league. There's good coaches and good players everywhere, and that's why you have to play well.
Does the pregame radio show factor into that voting? Do we know? Has that come up before?
If it does, that would just further diminish my chances.
Not good. Yeah, we're gonna have to. Well, that's.
I would say that you always know that ultimately those things are not important, but it is fun to see. Like, it is fun to see Dave and Doc and guys that I know and are doing well. It's fun to see them recognized for that.
And we'll see Dave Yeager's Kings and the Celtics. It's next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.